As to Senator Al Simpson, hunters aren't out to destroy life and property. In fact, they thoughtfully contribute millions of dollars a year to wildlife programs. In a moment, Ted Kennedy and I will face off. Ted, October, good old hunting season. But contrary to what you armchair doomsdayers think, hunters are not some wild-eyed, booze-swilling monsters out to wreck the world. Truth is, most hunters truly appreciate the beauty of the great outdoors, and each year they contribute a great deal of money to habitat protection programs. State Game and Fish agencies will share some $205 million this year, thanks to the money collected from a federal excise tax on hunting and fishing equipment. In addition, hunters give hundreds of millions a year for wetlands acquisition through the Duck Stamp program. Yeah, Ted, I know you think the great outdoors is driving around in an open convertible, but fact is, hunters are true conservationists, and they deserve honest recognition for their efforts at wildlife protection. Can you praise these gun-toters?
Al, as you know very well, I have no quarrel at all with hunters and sportsmen, but where you and I part company is with the extremist tactics of the National Rifle Association and its head-in-the-sand approach to the worsening crisis of gun violence in our society. No one's trying to restrict the legitimate right of hunters and sportsmen or other law-abiding citizens. But the NRA goes too far when it blocks every reasonable attempt to stop the arms race on our streets and neighborhoods and in the communities across the country. Enough's enough, Al. You're against restrictions on assault rifles and cheap handguns that have no sporting purpose. You're against a 7-day waiting period before handguns are sold. Enough time for a background check to stop sales to criminals, drug addicts, and the mentally ill. Bite the bullet, Al. Stand up to the NRA. Support your local police instead of endangering their lives. This is Ted Kennedy. Senator Al Simpson and I will face off next on Medicare for the Elderly. Republicans are hammering it too hard. Tune in tomorrow on the Mutual Broadcasting System.